Cannabis Business Minds, we train and mentor professionals, entrepreneurs, and aspiring entrepreneurs on how to confidently find their place in the legal cannabis and hemp industries. Come on and join us at CannabisBusinessMinds.com. Hello, Cannabis Business Minds, and I hope you're doing well. On this mini episode, I take a little bit of a different approach and I get to talk to Taurus Batiste, who is a published author who wrote a book, Don't Let It Smoke You. You can find it on Amazon. I'll put the link to that in the show note. And it was interesting because the thing that we talked about, so very fun conversation, his whole business position. So he's a former athlete. And he recognized early at the beginning of his career that sometimes cannabis would get in the way. And he wanted to write a book about that to make sure that maybe cannabis, if you're having any areas where it could be getting in the way, that you kind of look at them and that you can look at them in a wholehearted way without any judgment. And he is on a mission and is making a lot of progress on that mission to educate people almost as a cannabis coach, but from a perspective of like, how do you build a healthy relationship with it? Now, interesting enough, and I talk a little bit about this on the podcast, you know, in 2018, I had so much stuff going on and I love my cannabis, y'all. And I was using cannabis a little too much. And I had this crazy episode where I haven't really talked about on the podcast that much and actually don't talk about in general that much, where it really made me change my perspective about using cannabis. And honestly, since 2018, I haven't. And it's a little bit harder now as I'm in Europe to actually have a legal way to use it. Not that there's other ways to find it, but I haven't. And it's been interesting because I am a huge proponent of the plant. I'm a huge proponent of medical access and adult use enjoyment and recreation and marrying the two and education in between. But notwithstanding not being able to enjoy cannabis like I used to, it made me feel a little bit different and a little like an outsider. And that's just a lot of bull. That's not a fact. That's not true. But what you do see in the industry is that there are tons of people who aren't consuming for their own reasons. And there's, you know, you can analyze that on one way or the other, like, oh, they should try it. If you're being involved in this industry, why not? But the other token, you could also understand like, well, maybe their relationship with cannabis is a little bit different for who knows what type of reason. So it was just a very interesting conversation that I got to have with Taurus, and I hope that you can enjoy it. Make sure that you check out his book if that's interesting to you, and that you also look at his website and some of the stuff that he's offering. So I hope you enjoyed this one.
I'm excited to get you on the podcast because I don't even know. I mean, we connect on LinkedIn, which is amazing. I think what I loved about what you're working on is that you published a book. So I'm excited to chat with you about like that whole journey. But the book, I feel like, is a really authentic view on what is the cannabis, what cannabis can do for you in a positive way. But it's not what I think a lot of people on this podcast are going to expect us to be talking about.
Right.
And that's why I'm really excited. So, you know, I just want to like give you the floor to introduce yourself, who you are, how we are, why we're interconnected about this subject. And then I would love to start diving into the book.
Yeah. And I'll make sure I give it to you in a little box here. So my name's Taurus Batiste, to be exact. I'm from Georgia. I moved out to Seattle a couple years ago to learn about the cannabis industry, et cetera. My background is sports. Like a lot of men, right? Background in sports, transitioning into learning yourself and learning your career, and cannabis was there. Growing up, I kind of went through this phase of smoking and it kind of controlling me and me not focusing on the things I really wanted to do. So I put all that mess that I was going through into a message and came out with the book, Don't Let It Smoke You. And that's what got us on this call today, just around cannabis minds and cannabis entrepreneurs and how maybe some of them will be open to saying maybe they got into the don't let it smoke you rim, or maybe they're kind of running into it now, or maybe we're helping young adults not running to it as they move forward. So that's what got us on the podcast. And that's what I'm here to talk about.
Awesome. That was like such a good intro. Well, sure. I think that for me, it let me smoke me and I had to stop cannabis. And that's also one of the things that I felt shame around that. Like, sure. You know, it's interesting because like growing up, I'm from Portland. Like a lot of my friends have dispensaries, like cannabis, weed, whatever. Back then it wasn't that big of a deal, but I stopped using it when I was in college because I thought that it would affect me. And then I worked in finance, thought it would affect me.
Did you use
me.
In high school? Did you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. All the time. I remember smoking.
Was that the norm? Was that the norm in Portland?
I think I used it a little bit more than my friends. But my parents had no idea. I got great grades, right? And but then I went to college and I thought, oh my God, I'm in finance. How could I want to be smart. And so what's interesting, I want to unpack this with you, is like that was then, but then getting into the cannabis industry again in 2015, I went and did all this research again. And then I was like, wow, the plant's amazing. Like it does so much, and it does. And then I started using it again, but at a point where it started, and I think I was just moving a mile a minute, where it started to smoke me. And I lost vision of who I really was. I started to make very bad decisions. And I wouldn't say that I could just blame that on cannabis. Sure. I would say that it would be, you know, the situation that I got myself in. And being in this industry and supporting it, I feel like it was a very hard balance to know, like, oh, I don't consume it anymore. I don't use cannabis. Right. I appreciate those that do. And so what do you think about that first? Because I feel like you really have this, you know, a very good vision about it. And so I'm just curious, like, that was a past for you, but now how do you see this?
Yeah, I'm seeing it become legal everywhere, right? I think Portland was actually one of the first or one of the beginning states. Well, me mentioning from Georgia at the beginning of the call, we still haven't got there recreationally, right? Recreationally, we still haven't got there. So I'm hoping that I can kind of be like that kind of hotline for people who may not know, you know, how to get into it and how not to. I'm going to be honest, Simone, I still use to this day, right? I still smoke to this day. I just understand the power of when to smoke for me. Not my friends, not my group that I'm going to smoke with, not my girlfriend, but for me. And that's what I kind of hang my hat on as I go throughout my day.
Well, talk to us, what's that mean? Like what does that mean? And then how did you discover that?
Yeah. So you discover it through trial and error, right? Those high school days, those college days of smoking, right? You figure out what cultivar is for you, what's not for you. And you kind of move from there. And the power of when, like to break down the structure of, and in the simplest form, I know I can't smoke from 8 a.m. through 1 p.m. each day. I personally can't, I won't be worth anything myself, right? I'll kind of get lethargic. All right, Simone, I don't want to do the podcast, you know? So
yeah.
I understand about myself. And I also understand that I want to use for the long term. So I use in more healthier ways than just smoking now. Mm-hmm. So that's what I lean more towards. And that's what I like to push more towards when I'm talking to young adults.
That's so great. I mean, have you found like that's kind of your area where you're having more conversations with people that are, because there's this whole cannabis curious crowd that are young adults or older people that have, you know, have the stigma maybe attached to it that don't know how to consume, but also sure. go to a dispensary and think, oh my God, I have no idea. Like, I feel overwhelmed. This isn't really for me. The bartenders are not that nice. So how are you helping people?
Yeah, it's just like in the simplest form. Well, it's tailored to everyone differently, right? Some elderly man might just get into cannabis and he's like 68, right? So you'll touch him different than you touch a 19-year-old guy, right? Or a 19-year-old woman. So you figure out their user case and how they use, and then you structure the plan around there. I'm not about to tell someone what to do, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not Nancy Reagan, right? No, the drug. I just kind of say like, don't let it control you. Don't let it stop you from living your best self or life, whatever you like to say, or just controlling you from doing what you want to do moving forward. One of the biggest things I like to give out is that it's a difference between euphoria and intoxication.
Absolutely.
Euphoria and intoxication.
Well, I liked euphoria.
Okay. It's a difference between that, right? And I think sometimes we don't know that difference. So I help them understand the difference, right? Like, You can't just get high, come down, okay, and then roll another one, right? It's different for everyone, but I like to kind of push that out.
How have people been reacting and responding to like the work that you're doing?
Yes, I've been kind of getting a little bit of everything, right? Some of the entrepreneurs, some of the guys that remind me of myself, guys and women that remind me of myself, they understand it. They're like, oh, I understand it. You're not saying not to do it. You're saying more, hey, let's lean on more microdosing if you can, right? Let's lean on more of this and that. And then you have some heavy cannabis believers who are like, this is the God's plan. This is good for everything, right? And I'm like, I understand that, but I'm not saying it like that. So, and then to the young adults, I'm kind of get looked at as like this old head who's just kind of a little lame. Who's like, don't let it. Yeah. So I'm like, all right. Well, so that's kind of the three different angles that I kind of get looked at. But I'm still holding on to it for sure.
Are you having these conversations with people online, offline? And where are they located? Like, are there a lot of people in Georgia that you're talking to?
Yeah, so I started off with high schools in Georgia. As I got out here to Seattle, I started getting into colleges out here in Seattle. And majority of the conversations that I have is online through my email, don't let it smoke you@gmail.com. People come in there and write me all the time. We go back and forth. I have a little dialogue there. Really? It's not always the nicest thing, to be completely honest. But at the end, we try to come to an even understanding around it for sure.
Can you give me like one example of like an email you received recently and kind of how you didn't help them?
A lady from New York, one of her podcasts is Motherhood and Marijuana. And she's like, hey, Taurus, it's really not on the cannabis because it's growing hand in hand with us. It's on the user to kind of control that balance. Mm-hmm. And I understood that. And we kind of went back and forth to say, hey, it's not the plant itself. It's that what we're going to change it into this intoxicating or dependent thing. If you kind of follow my drift, right?
Absolutely.
Like all the tobacco companies are buying the cannabis companies. Like if the tobacco products aren't good for you, why do you think the cannabis will be, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's more of conversations like that. That was that particular one. And that's what we kind of chatted around.
Well, that's interesting. Like maybe we can talk about that because we are getting very far away from like the natural, like just smoke, like just like consuming cannabis, how it was maybe thousands of years ago. We are seeing, you know, concentration. We're seeing, you know, Delta 8, Delta 9 and all of that. And so what are your, where it's completely like, and some of them, you know, aren't necessarily that good for us, or smoking something that has, you know, 30% THC and having a lot of that, you know, definitely gets you into that intoxication, you know, state. And so it is interesting because, yeah, I didn't even realize like it's not as simple as it used to be. It's not as simple as it was when I was in high school and you literally just get a dime bag. Like that's not the case anymore. at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like that no more. It's definitely tampered with and played with a little bit, manufactured a little bit. And that's why I like to say, hey, don't let it control you, you know? If the food in the convenience store isn't good for you, why the cannabis in the convenience store? Why would that be good for you? It just doesn't necessarily make sense, right? So let's just be mindful of that. I like to push this out to Black and brown people like me and you. It's like, if we were locked up for it in the past, and I understand economic expungement, et cetera, but they're not locking us up that much anymore. But pay attention to where they're putting these dispensaries in low-income areas, right? So they're not locking you up. They're just hitting your pockets. So it's just being mindful around not letting it control you. It's not that deep. It's not woke like that. It's just being mindful of that, if you get what I'm saying, Simone.
I get what you're saying, but I think that mindfulness, especially right now when we're so connected to our phones and we can get lost in a rabbit hole, is something that a lot of people are just operating on like autopilot and they don't even realize it. And I think just even taking that step back of like self-reflection of like, how am I doing? Is this working for me? Is so important, but a lot of people forget to do that. So I'm glad that you are doing it. When you go into these high schools and these like universities, are you going in like and pitching like, hey, I want to do a talk? Or are you just helping people individually?
I'm helping them. I'm leaning on the humanity aspect of what's coming legalized in the world. We can't control that, right? But we can help the humans. So that's what I lean more towards. And I make sure I say, hey, I'm not telling no one anything to do, right? I'm not telling anyone anything. And people love that. And teachers love that. Principals love that. And so do the students for sure.
Wow. This is so great. And so what's your why? Like, so we kind of breezed over or brushed over really like the genesis of what happened to make you start your book that ultimately to me is that why, like that where you're like, yeah. No, I have this message to send. So what is that underlying why and your vision?
Yeah, I went through a point, Simone, where I kind of put cannabis in front of my dreams. I didn't notice it. I was super young at the time, but the pattern and the dependency on it showed that to me later on. Right now, I still believe in cannabis. I'm a cannabis advocate, but I believe it can get in your way. And I believe I was created to help others not get in their way.
Yeah.
So that's my why around it. I'm looking, now it's becoming legal. Simone, I'm serious. I'm looking to, right now, the book's done, jumping on podcasts. I'm doing corner classes along with those high schools and the colleges, right? And trying to transition this into a movie to really get in front of the masses as it's becoming legal. So that's where I'm at. That's where my why is. And hopefully you'll see it roll out moving forward for sure.
Oh my God. Yes, I will. And I'm so curious. So did you do a strategy about like launching something on Amazon, the whole kind of KDP route and kind of just building your digital footprint?
Yeah, I did. It took me a long time. It took me eight years to write the book. Just because I was going through, I was still smoking, Simone. I couldn't, it was smoking me, you know,
yeah.
I couldn't force. But I went through the KDP, I went through the Amazon. I did that with a friend named Jeremy of mine who helped me out. So shout out to Jeremy for that. Thank you for that. But that was the route that I took. And I like to lean on that route for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I think what's really cool is like, especially since you know your why, like you are an entrepreneur, you're seeing that this is such an opportunity, like in this digital space, like you could create your own podcast and
you
know what I mean? Like I almost can envision like you creating like your own podcast, not that it even ties into, I mean, I guess I'm getting too much into strategy, but like that it would be even cannabis centric, but more like human centric. And that would be a bigger theme. I don't know. It just seems like there's so many possibilities. And the world, the US, needs a lot of people like you to do this work, because I think that when I think about it from just like the legalization standpoint, and yes, we are going very quickly, but there's a huge gap in education
right.
in the benefits of cannabis, education in how do you practice mindful use of cannabis, how do you understand what addiction is, you know, overconsumption.
Right.
And to me, I look at it always from the business perspective of helping these entrepreneurs. And what's very hard is that right now in this space, despite cannabis being legal in so many states, a lot of the small entrepreneurs and businesses aren't as successful as we would have hoped.
Right.
A lot of that's because of regulation, but a lot of that also is because of education. Like, how are we educating people to consume or not to consume, and just having a better awareness of the plant?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think one end is the lifestyle of the plant, right? And the benefits and use, et cetera. And the other side is the business behind it. The state laws, and you really have to educate, like Brittany Griner. I don't want to bring up that situation, but you have to educate yourself where you go. You have to educate yourself. You have to know. And that's a little deeper than just, you know, smoking and using and just learning about the plant. So
exactly.
Good point.
Yeah. So what are your like, what are you working on? Are you like, what is your 12-month goal? I guess when we think about like a big vision is like, try to get this out to the masses. Like where do you want to be in 12 months?
Yeah. So I like how I kind of have a hand in cannabis, but not all the way in with the book.
Yeah.
So it keeps me around cannabis, right? What keeps me love and keeps me happy. My 12-month goal around the book right now is to extract as much I can from these podcasts. I'm really trying to pause and make sure that I get the book out as much as possible instead of trying to look over it.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at right now. I've been running I've been running ads and stuff all that. I've been jumping on tons of podcasts. But right now I'm learning more about the plant. Like I said, it's growing hand in hand with the CBDA, CBDG, it's growing hand in hand. So learning more how to speak around the plant. That's what I'm heavy on right now. Just really positioning myself as that expert. I don't like to say expert, but as that trusted person. That
people listen to. Well, I think that trusted coach almost, right? And I think when you're like, one of the biggest things, I always think I'm a coach, but I'm like, no, I'm a consultant. I want to be a coach. Is that a coach doesn't tell somebody what to do. You give them tools, but you don't tell them what to do. And I think especially with people's health and mindset, like people need good coaches.
Right.
And it seems like you're on such a good path, like where you are at school, because you can talk to so many young people, but you can also help a lot of people in your, you know, neighborhood, in your vicinity, like understand cannabis and in a different route. Well, anything else that you want to share on the podcast?
Yeah, I like to say, do what you do, just don't let it control you. I like to say it's okay to get medicated while you get educated, right?
Yes.
But I do also like to say, I was talking about dialogue. If you want to just kind of chat with me, you can go to don'tletitsmokeyou@gmail.com and we can go back and forth on there. Awesome. That's what I like to say. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this, leave us a 5-star review. Make sure that you share this episode on your social media and tag us in the Instagram stories. You can find us wherever you go on social media. Just look up Cannabis Business Minds. Have an idea for the show or something that you want to talk about? Shoot us an email at podcast@cannabisbusinessminds.com.